And Bruce Dole joins me now. Bruce from the Chicago Tribune editorial board. Let's start with the obvious. There was going to be a debate tonight, correct?
There was. It would have been on this radio station.
And Bruce Rauner, the front runner and the guy with the most money on the Republican side, and by all polls, the number one candidate, decided from the outset he wouldn't participate?
No. They were talking to us about it, and we thought we had him. The other three candidates had all confirmed this was going to be live on WGN TV, and it was going to be carried on WGN radio.
Right.
And Rauner decided that they had a scheduling problem. They didn't want to do it, just like they did with Channel 11 last night.
Now, you and I were talking off the air. I watched the Channel 11 debate last night. It was a nice format because it had kids involved. And I think anytime you can get kids involved in the process and get them thinking about the process, it's great. And they ask good questions.
They did. And it was, you could really see those guys connect with the kids when the one kid asked, what's your favorite television show? And Bill Brady said Bonanza. And Dan Rutherford said the Sea Hunt. And, you know, you wanted one of them to go into the magic of Technicolor how much better TV was when you could see.
Talking to 17-year-olds, Bonanza. Bonanza. But several of the kids did ask good probing questions, and they got the minimal tap dance. But the thing is, and tell me if you agree or disagree, Dillard certainly has things he can run on. Rutherford has things he can run on. Brady has things he can run on. Last night, in the midst of that format, without Rauner on the panel, I don't know who's who.
Yeah, no, it didn't really matter. Because the rest, you know, so they've all been around. They've all run statewide. They've some successes, some losses. But people probably, at least Republican voters, probably feel like they know these guys. They don't know Rauner. And you know, you watched this 4 years ago when Andy McKenna was running, and Andy McKenna had all the money, had a good TV campaign going, but then he started picking his spots and dodging some of the appearances, and he wound up losing the election. So I think Rauner's making a mistake by doing this. Now, he does say they're still talking with WGN about maybe doing a debate later on, and they're all coming to the Tribune. They're going to meet with the editorial board, so we're glad to see that. But the guys seem to be picking his spots.
Well, here's the thing, and certainly with Mr. Rauner's success, I think with that comes a certain amount of chutzpah. However, you don't get to schedule the debate as the candidate. You don't just get to call the Chicago Tribune or Channel 9 or the radio station and go, I'm ready. So there's, you know, we may take another swing at this. We may not. But I agree with you. And this just isn't about access. This is about the people actually getting a sense of who's running.
And he actually, they did one appearance with the Daily Herald in Channel 7 last week. And he actually did a pretty good job, I thought.
Now, sure.
He came away. The headline was beat up on Brucey. He thought he got ganged up on. And that was part of the debate about how many of these appearances he's going to do. But, man, that's what he's got to take. And he handles himself just fine with that. Because the guy... You know, we were saying the other three seem to be running on resumes. Man, this is not the time. We got to be talking about the houses on fire in Illinois.
Yep.
Don't run on your resume. You got fourth worst unemployment in the country. You got the worst prospect going forward for jobs. And they're not talking about it.
No, and I would maintain, and you just alluded to this, the more Rauner's involved and the more they beat up on Brucey, the more he can run on, all they talk about is me.
And that's his campaign. I mean, that's the canned campaign. The TV campaign is don't listen to all the it's the unions, it's the
right.
the insiders and all that. So it ought to be playing right to him. And he's pretty good on his feet.
What's Governor Quinn doing in response to this, if anything?
Talking about the minimum wage, I think he's anticipating Rauner's probably going to be the candidate, and he would like to run in a kind of Obama Romney kind of race. And so Pat is saying we ought to raise the minimum wage to $10, and I'm sure they're doing their opposition research on every company that Rauner ever invested in. Some of them were probably successes, some of them were probably not, and so you'll hear a lot of that. I guess you could argue for Pat. Things are a little better than they were 4 years ago. Unemployment is down, but we still got still tons of problems in the
state. State's a mess.
It's a mess.
Yeah, state's a mess. Now, before I let you go, people who read either online or read the actual newspaper, and by the way, get two, you're careless, you lose one. When the editorial board has a guest, quite often there's major news made, sometimes not. You don't know until you sit down with them. But is there a format that it traditionally reaches where you have a certain set period of time, or how do those situations work?
Well, in the case of when the four candidates come in, we're going to have a WGN camera in there. We're going to live stream it so you can watch the whole thing on the Tribune's website, and we'll do no opening statements, no closing. It'll just be pure
questions.
Yeah, not usually, but you got a cabinet member or someone coming in, for an ambassador or something like that. We'll give them 10 minutes to make their opening. But I think with these candidates, we want to get them going as much as they can and really talk about – it's all about economics in this race. That's what these guys ought to be talking about.
When is that going to happen?
Let's see. February 3rd, 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Day after Super Bowl.
And maybe we'll get a WGN debate going. We'd still like to do it. And Rauner, I guess in Rauner's defense, I think he's agreed to 4 or 5 debates or joint appearances. So maybe there's still a chance. I got to say, when Channel 11 last night, when – Phil Ponce says, we invited the guy in November, and he told us on Friday that he wasn't going to do it. I know
that
Union League club's still waiting for them. They got a debate tomorrow, and Rauner won't tell them what
that's a ridiculous way to operate, and don't think there's not payback for that down the road.
It's a Rose Garden. What was it? Is Nixon the first Rose Garden strategy?
Yeah, and here's the last thing I'd throw in the midst of all of this. As this race goes on, barring some sort of major upset, Rauner's in it till the end. Even if one of the other three, rise to the occasion, he's going to be involved in it. And for all of the people that are going to show up, the far right, for the most part, but the middle to far right, who get up and go out and vote in the primary, it's less interesting and actually drives some of those potential voters away the way it is. So I'm just telling people who are considering voting or maybe they'll vote, it's more important than ever.
Tell the guy to come on out. And I think he probably figures, too, the audience will be down if he's not in it because he's the only one. For a lot of people, I'm sure they're figuring this is the only guy in the race because they haven't seen anybody else.
Rope-a-dope strategy is an odd way to win this. You know, for a guy that's fought a lot of tough fights and made a lot of money and been a success, mix it up with him.
Yeah, yeah. And especially because people are going to be a little suspicious. You're very wealthy. You come out of it. People don't know who you are. You better show that you can take it. Because you're going to be dealing with Mike Madigan in a year. If you can't deal with a couple of high school kids up at Channel 11, then what do you got?
Maybe he didn't know what his favorite TV show was.
Nah, I'm guessing my friend Flicka.
No, probably CNBC, you know. Good to see you.
Thanks, Steve. Good to see Dave. I got to say, too, Dave Enn and I worked together many years ago at WNUR Northwestern. I was spinning records, and he was launching a Hall of Fame career.
Were you a disc jockey?
I was.
Did you have a disc jockey name?
Jazz. No.
You
I went with my real name.
Bruce Dold?
Yeah.
Not a great disc jockey
name. No, it's not.
You know, Dr. Bruce, maybe, or...
So I went to
Bruce
print.
D.
It worked for print.
We had a great time back there, college radio.
We'll get the groupie stories off the air back in a moment on 720 WGN.